The nurses came from across the United States to Wall Street to lead a national organized labor movement against what they consider the inequities of Wall Street traders and banks. They are advocating a new fee on financial transactions that they say should be used for health care, jobs, national infrastructure, and education. National Nurses United Executive Director Rose Ann DeMauro says such a tax could raise $350 billion. Money, she says, that belongs to the people.
And this is a revolution. Unfortunately, it's a revolution to steal all of our money, and we're taking it back. Americans are tired of paying taxes while Wall Street gets billions and billions and billions of dollars, and people are suffering across this country.
One of the nurses' union co-directors, Deborah Berger, says it is time to share.
And that Wall Street gets the message. It's time for shared sacrifice. And they haven't had any of that. They've been making billions and trillions in profit and not given anything back to our communities.
Why are the nurses taking the lead in this transaction tax proposal? Diane Brady, senior editor of the magazine Bloomberg Businessweek, has written about the nurses' movement.
The reason I think the nurses are out there at the forefront is, number one, they've been very active since the whole healthcare debate has come up. But also, I think a lot of other unions have been discredited. There's a nursing shortage, so they're in a position of strength. They're not really vulnerable and from a job perspective.
Brady says Sweden and Japan had to ditch such a tax after a few years. She says the reality is that financial products, more than any other products in the world, are mobile. So if you add a tax in one jurisdiction, all the trades will go somewhere else. New York University business and economics professor Joe Foudy says such a proposal has also come up in Congress during the past 2 years, but he says it is dead in the water.
A tax like this would only work if it's instituted at a global level. If you tried to do it nationally, your biggest fear would be not only could firms try and game the system, but even worse, they may just try and move those transactions and then with it some of those jobs abroad. And so you'd end up losing the tax revenue you do get from Wall Street. And you lose even more regulatory control because the same transactions would take place just in other countries with even weaker regulation.
Foudy adds there's a huge disconnect between the culture of Wall Street and the rest of the country. The rest of the country looks at Wall Street as having helped to create the financial crisis in the United States, while people on Wall Street view this as, it was someone else who had my job 4 years ago, and it is not my problem. And he believes there will be rising popular anger as long as the disconnect is there. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.